Hi there, I'm Ben Morton, and welcome to another episode of the Leader's Kit Bag. It's the weekly micro edition of my podcast. Each episode is just 6 minutes long and is designed to provide you with tips, tools, and tactics around specific aspects of leadership and management. It addresses some of the most common challenges you will face as a leader or manager. They are all recorded unscripted whilst I'm out walking in the countryside, so you'll probably hear birds tweeting in the background or just ambient noise as the people around me are going about their day-to-day life. That's all I'm going to say by way of an introduction, so let's dive straight in to this week's episode. When it comes to thinking about resilience, maintaining our resilience, and our own well-being, there are several factors or areas on which to focus. And my experience of coaching and mentoring hundreds of leaders over the years has led me to realize that it can be very common for many of us to focus heavily in one or two areas, perhaps the areas where we're doing well, the areas that we enjoy, and then focus much less heavily, or perhaps even neglect, other areas altogether. Perhaps because those areas contain some uncomfortable things that we might need to face into. So in today's episode of the Leader's Kit Bag, I'm going to share with you my three-legged stool approach to resilience and well-being. Hi there, I'm Ben Morton. I'm a leadership mentor and performance coach, and I specialize in working with business professionals moving into senior leadership roles who are committed to being the best leader they can possibly be. So, to resilience and well-being. As I said, I'd like you to think about it as a three-legged stool that's made up of three areas. So you've got our physical well-being or physical health. There's our mental health or mental fitness, as I'm starting to call it. And then there is our emotional health. And we need to focus on all three areas in order to stay well, healthy, and be resilient. Now, if you used to chop a few inches off of one leg of your stool, it's not going to fall over, but it's certainly going to be pretty uncomfortable. However, if you rip one leg off, then you could probably stay sitting on that stool for a little while if you really use your legs and your core strength, but eventually you're going to topple over. So we need to focus on all three. The physical health is probably the obvious one, right? It's about getting plenty of exercise on most days, getting enough sleep, eating well, getting out in the fresh air, etc., etc. You know the tools and tactics there. Mental and emotional health can be slightly trickier to differentiate between the two. So mental health or mental fitness is about being able to problem solve. It's about being able to, or making sure you are switching off and unplugging from work from time to time. And it's about having the ability to, as I say, work through and solve whatever challenges you might be facing. Emotional health then, or the emotional element of the three-legged stool, is really about being able to deal with and process the emotions that show up through the mental processing of your challenges, be they at work or at home. And this is really about dealing with some of the more uncomfortable emotions we might experience, things like anger, frustration, anxiety, sadness, or even grief, right? So what I encourage you to do from today's episode of the Leader's Kit Bag is to think about each of those three areas: physical, mental, emotional. Where are you doing a lot? And which of those legs are you perhaps neglecting or not spending enough time and attention on? And then for each leg of the stool, think about what are the helpful coping strategies you can put in place, and also whether or not you have any unhelpful coping strategies. For example, a glass of red wine each night or most nights for some people might be a helpful coping strategy to help you relax and unwind, right? If that turns into a bottle of red most nights, that's probably tipping into being an unhelpful coping strategy. To give you a few pointers and tips in the right direction before I wrap up this episode of the Leader's Kit Bag. In terms of mental fitness, some helpful coping strategies here could be things like mindfulness, meditation. It could be finding a way to completely switch off and unplug at the end of the working day or the weekend. It could be, if you're working from home, packing up your laptop, packing up your bag as if you're at work and putting it away out of sight. For me, around 12 months ago, this included taking off all of my work emails and my work calendar from my phone because I was really struggling to unplug for a while. And then on the emotional leg, around emotional fitness, this could be making sure you are staying connected to friends and family. So you've got that support network of people to talk about the emotions and what's going on for you. It could be working with a coach or a mentor, having that impartial sounding board and person to challenge you. Or it could even be working with a therapist or counselor, as I've been doing for the past year or so. Some tips and ideas for you. And remember, your activity from today's episode is to think about which leg of the well-being stool are you potentially neglecting? And then for each leg, what are some helpful coping strategies you could put in place? And identify any unhelpful coping strategies that you might need to try to stop doing. That's it for today's episode of the Leader's Kit Bag. Hope it's been useful. As always, look after yourself. Look after those you've got the privilege and responsibility to lead. And as always, folks, lead on.